Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
I think what we're looking for here is for women to call us up. Look, you know what you're doing is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you're invading your man's privacy, but you're doing it anyway. And you know it's crazy, but you're doing it anyway.
Right.
All right, here's where we start. I just wanted to know if there's anyone else besides me who checks her boyfriend's messages on his cell phone and he doesn't know it. I do it faithfully at least 5 times a day, maybe more if I'm bored, just to see who and what is calling him. I know that it's an invasion of privacy, but I don't care. I do trust him. Listen to this. I do trust him.
Right.
But I am a firm believer that it's not what you say, but what you don't. And he has not said or done anything in the past or present for me to believe otherwise. I'm just nosy. P.S. When there is something that I am curious about, I make up fictitious stories to see if he will bring up something that I heard on his voicemail. And if it is something that I deem unimportant, I will erase it as it never occurred.
Oh, my God. If I could quote the ghost from Amityville Horror, get out.
Serious, man.
Oh, God.
Well, what I'm confused about is if she gets into her boyfriend's voicemail and checks it, how does he ever get his messages?
Maybe she saves it as new.
How do you do that? You have to, like, save messages on my cell phone, and it goes right into the archives or whatever.
Yeah, because once you take that initial cell phone and you press, you know, to listen to it, it'll no longer say new messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He'll just all of a sudden have messages. This guy's obviously an idiot.
Well, obviously he's dating her.
You know, he's a double idiot. But, yeah, I mean, you should know instantly when things are being checked.
So right.
She's erasing some of his voicemails if she doesn't deem them important. She makes up fictitious stories after she hears some of the voicemails. She's checking his voicemails. 5 times a day. Here's the confusing thing as a guy is, like, even when we don't give you any reason to distrust us at all,
right,
you're still making up stuff in your heads to distrust us.
Well, it must have come from somebody before him.
For sure.
Yeah, that's
you're
what
paying
it is.
For,
yeah.
You're paying for somebody else's crime.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So I mentioned in, like, this little post-show commercial that I do saying, hey, here's what's coming up on the Bert Show tomorrow morning. And I said that we're going to talk about a woman that checks her boyfriend's voicemail 5 times a day. And then we started getting all these freaky emails from virtual listeners going, okay, y'all, you think that's crazy? Mm-hmm. Here's what I do.
I check my boyfriend's email. We used to work together, so I hack into his work email when I switched jobs. At that time, we were just dating and not a couple. I knew he was seeing other people and was communicating with them in some way. So something in my head made me think to check his email account. Honey, I am too good. I can access all 3 accounts, work, home, and Yahoo. Oh, honey, I have created a file on him with all his email. Sometimes I retract mail he sends to users I think he should not communicate with.
Enough.
I know I'm crazy. I get a rush off checking his email, but yet I feel guilty. I check it more than I do my own. I want to tell him, but can't and will not. Bert Show, please pray for my sanity.
That's too late. We have the voice disguiser on, and we're going to call this Bert Show listener Brittany.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been doing similar for a little over 6 years, almost 7 years, with my daughter's father. But the only thing is I have found stuff over the 7 years that has caused it to keep going on.
Now, let me ask you this. Which came first, your insecurity or him screwing around and making you insecure enough for you to check the voicemail?
Him screwing around. And I can tell you how. We work together, except at different locations, and he made an excuse that he was going off with his friends, and I thought it was innocent, and I just happened to get a call from a friend at the location he worked at, and I was going down there to see my other friend, and he came walking out with a girl.
So let me ask you this, though. At that time, if he screwed around, then why not just get out of the relationship rather than checking his email and his cell and all that?
I mean, I didn't do that at that time. I did that after he convinced me that everything was okay and we had a child together.
So you had a child after that incident?
Right.
Okay.
Not long after, but within a year.
And you're checking everything?
Well, not anymore. I'm done. After I got an email forwarded to me that he was out looking at engagement rings with somebody else while he was engaged to me, I'm done.
That was it at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, I think for some women, it is a matter of control in which they're not getting communication they want. I do think there are women who ask questions of their boyfriends or husbands and don't get a direct answer and have to go to these extremes. But if you're at the point where you're breaking into someone's voicemail or email, I mean, you've got to question yourself on, like, that's such a vicious cycle that you're getting into, and it's not worth the stress.
Dude, I would think it would be so exhausting to live with that kind of distrust all the time, you know? Hey, Peaches.
Hey, how you doing?
Awesome. I love that name.
Okay. I used to check my boyfriend's voicemails. He had a T-Mobile phone, and he would only check his voicemail from his cell phone, so he didn't need a passcode. Well, after being suspicious for a while, I had changed his passcode so that whenever he was out and I would call his cell phone and he didn't answer, or it would go straight to voicemail, I would check the voice messages to see who had been calling him and who he had been speaking with. And I had confrontations with three different women because of that. And he never knew how I found out about these women and who he was fooling around with.
Yeah, he's stupid too. But
yeah, he was kind of dumb.
Let me ask you this, so I have to ask the same question, like, rather than get in fights with three other women and go through the exhaustive process of checking his voicemail, why don't you just cut the dude loose?
Well, because it was deeper than that. And I have been through too much and put in too much investment to just let some heifer come snatch my man up.
No, I think...
And when I would ask him about it, he would always lie. So I had to have... I had checked his text messages once, and I got into some text messages with another girl, and I forwarded him all the messages before I even said anything, and he about crapped his pants, really.
Now, and Peaches, this is not just you. I just think, ladies, now, come on. It's not deeper than that, and our love is so great. It has to do with ego, the fact that you are trying to take... It's a control issue and a game, and you're trying to take control back, and then you're able to walk away. But if it's being done to you, you won't walk away.
And it, like, well, like
in the end, I forgave him. We're gonna get married next year and all. But
Peaches,
are you kidding me?
No,
I will kick his butt.
Are you you're gonna marry this dude,
Peaches, honey? No,
because I love him, but I just refuse to be played if I can find out about it and do something about it.
You are getting into a relationship now where you know you can't trust your man. You cannot trust this guy. You do not have trust, but you're gonna marry him anyway.
I believe people can change, and hopefully I'm right.
I hope you're right.
Well, yeah, good luck to you. I'm just Thanks. You've just proven to him he can do whatever he wants to you, and he can get away with it.
Thanks, Olivia.
Sometimes to me, I think what you were saying about the game, mm-hmm. I think sometimes women use it as almost like a soap opera thing. Like, this is really fun. This is like a fun game. This little soap opera that's going on or whatever. But what you don't realize is time after time after time, it's going to end up hurting you. Really hurting you.
And you get deeper into it. I think the person who checks the voicemail five times a day, she started out just once.
Right.
And then one day she said, well, let me just do it again.
Starting to get obsessed
and then,
about it.
Right. Yeah, and it's easy to get in that position.
See, I don't understand this because I try to avoid drama at all costs. Like, I look at Crash's relationship with his wife, and that is so dizzying to me and mm-hmm. so scary that it's the polar opposite of what I try to do, probably to a fault, mm-hmm. where I probably let too much crap go by just because I don't want the drama and I don't want to talk about it enough. So to be in a relationship that is driven off that kind of drama is unthinkable to me.
Yeah. It just, to me, sounds so like high school and college relationships where... You know, you weren't taking them seriously and it was just fun. You were going to play games with your friends and sit around with your girlfriends and check their voicemail because I cracked the code and I got in and whatever. It just sounds so immature that I can't believe we're talking to grown women in grown adult relationships doing this.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning. I know, Jen, we are pathetic. but it's just the way it is. I check my husband's cell phone records every single month. I go with fine-tooth comb. I've even made a spreadsheet of all the phone numbers I don't recognize, and I will call them just to see if it's a man or a woman. And I used to check his email religiously, but I've quit doing that so much because there was an instance where he was getting emails from a woman that he had an affair with when he was married to his last wife. And I sent her an email telling her not to, you know, send emails anymore. But he has not cheated on me that I know of. The insecurity started. We'd been married for about a year. Before we got married, we had several conversations about infidelity. He said he had never done that, but it had been done to him. Well, about 8 months ago, he told me he had cheated on his first wife and his second wife numerous times.
All right, this is an interesting point right here, and it's something that we brought up last week because we asked women, look, if you ended up screwing around with a guy that was in a relationship and he ended up dumping his girlfriend or his wife for you, do you trust him? Do you still have 100% trust in him? And the women said no. Even though he ended up with me, he was screwing around with me in the beginning, I still don't trust the guy. Now, what you're saying here is that he screwed around in a previous relationship. You had nothing to do with it at all. But since that's in his history, you can't trust him 100%.
Exactly. And I don't know that it's because of history so much. I feel like it's more because we had conversations about it and he lied to me about it. But then all of a sudden we'd been married for a year and he decided he needed to say, yes, I screwed around on both of my wives several times.
So if he didn't lie about it, would you still have that insecurity and that distrust?
I don't know. I don't think it would be as strong as it is right now. I think I might still in the back of my mind say, oh, gosh, you know, he did it to the other two women. What makes me so different? Why is this situation so different? And how has he changed so much?
It just makes me think that guys should lie about it.
Lie about what? Their past?
Their past. Like, this has nothing to do with her at all, yet she still distrusts him.
But she's found an email from that woman that he cheated on his ex-wife with while she's been married to him. That right there is enough to be suspect.
Even before that, did you have that distrust for him?
No, okay. not at all.
I'm just curious because, you know, did you hear our conversation with Peaches earlier?
No, I couldn't hear it very well because I was already on hold.
And because she got off the phone, she wasn't very happy with me. And I'm just curious your advice for her because Peaches is in a relationship with a man that's cheated on her numerous times and she busted him. And now she's about to marry him because she said that he's changed.
Oh, No, ma'am. If I was Peaches, I would not because, I mean, I know, Bert, you know, I've heard you have conversations, you know, saying you were a dog, but you met Stacy and you changed. But I think you're one in a million, Bert. I don't think all men are that way. And if I were Peaches, no, ma'am. Okay. I would be taken off in the opposite direction.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Stephanie, you'll be the last call on this. What's going on?
Hi. I've never gone through before. I'm kind of still in shock, but I love you guys.
Thank you.
I just heard Peaches, and oh, my God. I'm like, I've been with the man that I love now for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're engaged. We're going to get married in September. And I absolutely trust him in every way. I don't even think I could imagine marrying somebody if they cheated on me. And then I'd have to live the rest of my life wondering if, oh, my God, I'm going to have to, you know, be, you know, Mr. Detective or Mrs. Detective mm-hmm. every day and have to check on their emails and their voice messages. And, oh, it just completely disgusts me that women don't have enough self-confidence in themselves to just say, you know, is it really worth it? There's millions of people out there. I mean, is it really worth it?
Yeah, it's just fascinating to me. I mean, and I've been there. I mean, I think it's easy, unfortunately, to get into that habit. If you're in a relationship and you're emotionally invested, once women have that emotional coat around their shoulders, they don't think clearly. They were so ready to forgive somebody and let themselves, you know, go to crap. But I mean, I think it starts with that first look, like you're sitting at the computer tapping your knee, like, well, should I check it? I don't know. And at that moment, ladies, it's when you say no. Because if you say yes just that one time, then you get like these women who check it five times and check all their accounts and do all this stuff.
But if you're going to stay in that relationship, you got to figure out a way how to start to trust that guy or let it go.
Right.
Because you're going to drive yourself absolutely batty, man. Right.
The Bert Show.